Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
He's a well-respected high school football scout, known for his unpopular opinion and brash commentary.
The coach, Keith Miller.
They bring you the transparent truth, the world's number one source for high school football recruiting news and interviews. The transparent truth.
Ha ha! Welcome, welcome. You're now listening to the Transparent Truth. It's your boy, Coach Keith, Intercom Studios, Miracle Mile, on a five-star Friday. I got a special guest. He's a five-star for sure. Some people like to refer to him as the Keith Miller of Atlanta, Georgia, in the South. It's going to bring in my man, Mr. Kenyatta Watson. What's going on, big dog? What's good? Doing all right, man. Just tapping in with you, recording live on a Tuesday. A lot to talk about. I've got so many questions, and I want to get straight to it, man. You know, for those people who don't know who or what Kenyatta Watson is or what he does, why don't you introduce yourself to the audience?
I'm Coach Tate. I'm going to go by Coach Tate. I'm just a guy that has a reputation on getting kids into college. And people know that the recruiting process is about relationships, and it's not about what you know or who knows you, or what you, it's not about who you know or what you know, it's who knows you. I kind of developed a relationship with a lot of coaches around the country, and we've seen successful in helping young men, you know, just share an opportunity to go to college, you know, and be successful.
Well, it sounds like the main focus is your focus on helping young men, and I think that's going to be the theme of today's show, because I think that's what should be out in the front and is foremost the important piece to what you're doing and what we're talking about. So let's go back. Let's go back to the beginning, right? Kenyatta Watson used to be a ball player. Tell me a little bit about your childhood, a little bit about your high school and college experience.
I'm originally from South Florida. Played high school football here at Beach High School down in South Florida. Obtained a full football scholarship to Boston College. You know, played there 4 years. Had a cup of coffee with the Dallas Cowboys in 1997. I took my squad. There went my NFL aspirations.
Sure.
I'm a father, and I just, you know, love helping kids. I was a recruiting coordinator at Grayson High School most recently, where we broke the national record. We had 40 kids trying to go to college, 17 Power 5. From a public high school. I don't think that'll be broken anytime soon. But, man, I'm just a guy that, you know, I enjoy this recruiting game. I like helping kids. I love getting an opportunity for someone to help me. I have a friend that's a freshman at the University of Texas, freshman cornerback. So, you know, not only do I know the recruiting side, but I'm also a parent that I'm going through it. So my, you know, experience is kind of invaluable. It helps guide parents and kids, and it's an opportunity to get in college.
Right. You have a unmistakable and undeniable passion for this recruiting game. You said someone helped you. Tell me a little bit about that story.
Well, my high school coach, his name is Kevin Sutherland. I love the guy. He's a father. He came to get things. He's not going to my career. You know, he didn't know anything about offense. Growing up in that area that he did, and you know, he brought that focus and education and opportunity to go to college. You know, he told us straight up, we're gonna win games. That's not important. The important thing is you got to go to college. And so I was actually the first kid under his regime that got a full football scholarship. And then after that, man, the floodgates opened. He been to several different high schools. He's actually retired now. Fairly frequently, but, you know, he helped me, taught me to, you know, pay it forward, give back. And giving back to these kids is more than just about the game of football, try very hard to do. So it's been very successful.
You talked a little bit about your time at Grayson High School, and it's well documented through many a publication, the success you guys had on and off the field, just in terms of winning championships and also guys signing scholarships. But that Grayson team started way before they got to Grayson High School. Tell me a little bit about your history with those kids.
Okay, so back in 2010, I started a youth organization called Gwinnett Chargers. It was kind of something that was, you know, an anomaly at the time because it was one of the first youth programs that played travel football, much like AAU basketball team. And I started out in 2010, 25 teams, 2011, 417, 2012, I had up over 600 teams. You know, the beauty about this program was, you know, we didn't have any place to practice. We have pictures today with our parents just lying there 28 cars up, side by side, turning the lights on, just trying to open business spaces. It's a practice. I mean, we would practice in a church parking lot. The school had these parking lot. For these 28 young men that I had, they were 9 years old. I made them one promise and one promise only to them in the parents' program. You know, you all will go play college football. And fast forward to, you know, we all went to the same high school. They all went to Grayson High School. They all had unbelievable careers. And they all did end up signing to go play college football.
It was a big-time group. Why don't you name a couple of really high-profile guys from that Gwinnett Chargers team?
Okay, so we had Owen Papo. He went to Auburn.
Five-star. Yep.
Andrew Booth.
Yep.
He went to Clemson.
Five-star.
Five-star. Y.A. Moores.
Five-star. Yeah.
Keanu Watson, my son, quarterback at Texas. He was a four-star. Kenny Jackson, wide receiver. Went to Texas A&M, he was a four-star. Running back Ronald Thompson, he went to Nebraska, he was a four-star. Luke Washington, he ended up going to Northwestern, he was a four-star. Mekhi Clark, the center, he was started 12 games at the University of Miami this year. Right guard, he was our center, he was a three-star. Zach Ransom, he went to Wake Forest, he was a three-star. I know I'm missing somebody.
Yeah, no, listen, we could be here all day.
Yeah, we could be here all day. So, anyway, we had 28 kids trying to go to college.
Yeah.
So, vision was totally accomplished.
No question. What do you attribute that success to? How did those guys go from baby Chargers all the way up to these highly recruited players?
Well, first and foremost, I didn't really work at the like, they tell me now, we're in a big car and a big set now, and we talk every day. And they're like, oh, you know what, these workouts, they're really not, like you and Field are up there speaking that they work hard. Like, you're not even tripping about these workouts. And also the fundraiser. You know, man, we were standing on the corner for 8 hours on a Sunday after playing because to raise money, kids to travel, buy uniforms, and different things like that. I mean, we had three uniforms, two helmets. I mean, this stuff was unheard of at the time when we were doing it. But it taught them, you know, if you want something to work for. And this is how we work for it, by sending out, raising money, selling chocolate. We go down to the Falcons games on Sunday and walk around the tailgate and sell, bars of chocolate, raffles, do everything, man. But it's worth it, and it's still this work that the thing is. And it didn't hurt that they were just dedicated. I mean,
right.
Like I tell people all the time, they say, why don't you go back into coaching to do this? I was like, I will never, ever, ever will I have a group of parents that were so willing and able to, you know, lay everything on the line because they believed in my vision. And at the end of the day, man, like I said, all 28 of our kids are in college.
Listen, that's a beautiful story. You talk about a group that got it out the mud, that grinded, that went through the grind of those. I know what those workouts are like. I've conducted them. I know what it's like. I know what a group of parents who believe in a vision and they're willing to do anything to see that vision through. I know what that feels like. So congratulations to all those kids, yourself. That's a fantastic story. And I don't think that story's been shared enough by you. You might want to think about writing a book one day.
Nah, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen, man. there's no doubt in my mind that we'll have anywhere from 5 to 10 people make it to the NFL. And that's when the 30-for-30 is going to be done. It's just going to happen. We had 8 teams that played in our youth program, my youth organization, players 2-3. I don't think there's another youth program in the country that can say that. And it just, again, man, it ain't time. It's not time for the sport to be really told the way that it really happens. You know, like
Yeah, it probably needs to be, for sure. Let's move along. I want to talk to you a little bit about your time at Grayson. We know about all the recruits. We know about all the guys signing. We know about the success on the football field. But you ran into a little bit of controversy there. There's a little hating, a little controversy. Tell me how that started and how that ended.
So, Mr. Khan, the head coach of Grayson, came to me, as you and our kids were in the 80s. Because Grayson's always the winning game. Oh, a lot of kids were not going to college. Okay, so he knew that for me and the kids and all the kids in college boys and stuff like that, and I live in Grayson. Had 2 daughters already graduated from Grayson. And I was Grayson guy, so, you know, he came to me and was like, listen, I want to start meeting with the college. We need some kind of, you know, mouthpiece to work with college. And I said, I'll do it. And so.
So you volunteered?
I was a volunteer.
Okay. Volunteer. Out your own time. Out your own money. That's right.
What I started to do, I'm a marketing major. My degree is in marketing. But I understood it was brand. Brand a thing. You got to brand a program like none other. Every time you turn around, as you saw, I was posting about brand. Every time a coach came, I would stand and take a picture with the coach post. I was doing all of this stuff to generate interest in action. So what happened, we had 5, D'Angelo Gibbs, Myers Williams, Tony Gray, Kirk Taylor, all transferred into Grayson. I was, you know, a single per se. Everybody blamed him for pushing me into the Grayson. Mind you, I didn't know any of them. Secondly, people didn't know at the time that I had a kid in the program. And had Myers Williams not transferred to Grayson, my son would have been a starter as a sophomore. Can't tell me I recruited kids come in and play in front of my client. Nothing to hear nor there. So, you know, people were upset. You know, people in the county were upset. They started complaining, blah, blah, blah. You know, we won the state championship that year. You know, come back the next year. You know, we had the Valley Hool 2019 class and all, you know, the national attention. And people didn't understand. Now, let's fast forward to today. Grayson has probably had more kids transferring in since January than they did when I was there. But not a word. Nobody said it.
Why do you think that is?
Because it's me.
And what about you?
The fact that I don't bow down to people and I'm always going to fight you with life. That just cheers with beer.
Okay. When you set out to brand this program, did you believe that there was going to be collateral income when kids from other high schools were going to see this and wanted to come in and be a part of what you guys were building?
Absolutely, because at the end of the day, parents want one thing and one thing on Twitter. They want free attention. Okay, so if you see one school, you know, during my time at Grayson, my 4-year degree, I think I had over probably about 100 kids go to college for 4 years. There's some programs that hadn't had that. And Grayson's only been open since 2000. This program has been open since 1975 and haven't had half of it.
Sure.
So, you know, of course, people are going to hate, but guess what? You can't blame me. Build it, they'll come. When you look what's happening now, that's the reason kids are still transferring into Grayson. They got a 4-star quarterback committed before the transfer, 4-star wide receiver committed before the transfer. You know, and the list goes on. You can't blame me for that. And now what's happening is all of those people that have to say are all different, man. We apologize. But if you build it, you do it the right way, you outlive a lot anyway. And that's what's happening right now.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. I think you feel vindicated, don't you?
Well, I don't care. I never cared.
But you may not care, but do you feel vindicated? Do you feel like, you know what, now they see it wasn't me, and I'm glad that they see that?
Nah, because at the end of the day, man, like I said, if you're doing it for the right reasons, you don't care about any of the feedback or vindication or anything like that. I mean, I don't care. You know, I'm not one to worry or be concerned about what I'm about me, never have, never will. But it didn't matter to me one way. It doesn't matter to me one way, though.
Okay, fair enough. Let's move along. Let's talk a little USA Academy. Now, this thing has set the high school football industry ablaze across the country. I don't know what it's like down south, but I can tell you on the West Coast, there's a lot of intrigue, there's a lot of interest, there's a lot of confusion. So let's put it all on the table and set the record straight. Let's start from the beginning. How was the USA Academy conceived?
I have no clue, to be honest. One night, I get a phone call from Rick Probe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, he is one of the winning coaches, you know, and one of the, you know, greatest coaches I've heard of in high school football. He called me today. I just accepted his job as the new head coach at USA Academy. And it's going to be like IMG. And I need you to help me build this program.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, tell me more. So, you know, myself, him, the founder of the program, Justin Devine, and we met, we sat down, they explained everything to me, and I was intrigued because I like building things from scratch.
Amen.
I'm not a type of guy to go jump on a van.
A front runner. Yeah.
I like to build it. And in building anything, you understand that you're going to be.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be pushed back. You understand that, you know, it's going to be a lot of naysayers and haters.
Yes.
You know what? If it wasn't something that people were worried about, they wouldn't be talking about it. And so, with that being said, you know, the program has started to grow. And honestly, I didn't think it would happen. You know, we have probably the toughest schedule in the country. Which is what is really drawing a lot of kids to the program. I just didn't think it would happen. And so, as of today, we have 52 kids on the roster. The kids report to us April 4th to begin their, you know, this whole journey.
Mm-hmm.
So far, man, it's been, you know, with anything, man, anytime you get an opportunity to, you know, help kids and be a part of something new, for me, it's a blessing. You know, yes, there's been a lot of pushback. You know, the same coach that I just mentioned, Rush Brooks, convinced me to be part of the year since. That's the program, and that's fine. You know, I'm still here because I believe in it, and you know, it's gonna work. It's gonna happen.
Hey, man. So let's get down to the nuts and bolts of it all. What is the USA Academy? I mean, is it an actual school? Is there a building? Is it a online platform? How do the kids get educated? Give us some background.
Okay. So it's just like IMG.
Mm-hmm.
That's the closest thing that I can compare to. Our kids will be in class, taking classes, just like IMG. They'll be sitting in the classroom with teachers and professors. And, you know, we have a dean of academics and, you know, a whole staff. Our facilities are being currently constructed.
Mm-hmm.
To be completed by July 15th. Right now, we're going to do the Alabama State University facility.
Go Hornets.
Downtown Montgomery.
Yep.
We're going to be using their weight room, their stadium, practice fields. We're working through things. We're working through just the news.
Sure.
You know, at the end of the day, you know, it's, we have a lot of really good players. I think we're going to shock a lot of people in the year one program. We do have some reclass kids. Of our 15 kids, then we have 15 reclass kids. And they're important to our program for several reasons. Anytime you plan the type of schedule that we're playing, and you want to compete, we're covered by the National Federation of High Schools. And, you know, their rules state that if a kid has not played 4 years of varsity football and will not be 19 prior to August 1st, because we are a private school, the kids can reclass back. Now, a lot of our reclass schools, helping them because these are kids who academically needed, maybe came to us with a 2.1 to get to retake
some of those classes. Sure.
Right, but they have to be completed by May. They have to be completed within their 4 years of entering high school. You know, and that's the biggest misconception. People think that these kids are going to be able to come here and next year retake four classes. That's not the case. They have to still be completed
in that 4 years. May. Yes.
Breaking up 4 years. Now, in doing that, now it's no different than going to a post-grad program where they can still be recruited and things like that. And so that was the biggest loss to a lot of teams. We got some pretty main teams. We got four-star quarterback Carlos Dixon. He had Alabama, Michigan, Ohio State, Florida, Auburn. He got another quarterback, Drake Baker. He had Tennessee, Auburn. We have a kid named Jaden Hardy with a key lineman. He was actually going to sign with Baylor. And then, you know, something happened like 2 days before signing day. And, you know, I want to come with you guys. So, I mean, we got a lot of high caliber, big time kids. And, you know, it's only right to playing that type of football. You're going to play, you want to be able to compete. You know, these kids are no older than high school kids. We don't have one kid on our roster that was 19 prior to October. Not one kid. So it falls under state regulations and rules to be able to play kids. But the only thing, you know, people are concerned about, oh, they're reclassed. Some of these kids never played 1 year or 2 years of varsity football.
So if these kids aren't older than the current upcoming high school seniors, why all the fuss? Why all the hate?
That's what people do. I mean, because people don't know. And my biggest thing is this. I don't care if we go 0-10. These kids don't go to college. You don't get a shot to go to college. My job is not to win football. My job is to, I'm the director of football operations. My job is to put this team together from a physical standpoint, making sure that, you know, when these kids are put on campus, they're fed, they're housed, they're getting an education, they're getting an opportunity to win the team. And I guess what's been weird about this whole thing is, we have a staff. Having staff and guys that handled the recruiting, they hadn't reached out to a single kid to try and, you know, convince them to come to the USA Academy. It's really been a blessing. I mean, if I wanted to have a roster right now of 100 kids, I could have a roster of 100 kids. So many kids in queue to be a part of this program.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. What do you see this program being in 3 to 5 years?
Just like IMC. I have a really good buddy that's down at IMC that's kind of like football operations guy, Don Zalotti. I want to give him a shout out because, you know, throughout this whole process, he's been such an important piece to me, being able to just bounce ideas off of, questions. You know, because my biggest concern is one day I would like to be a personnel guy in college. But this rule, this IEWP rule, individual recruiter's relationship rule, has been hindering me because I've helped so many kids in college all over the country, but I can't go to that school 2 years before or 2 years after. But so now I've kind of pulled back. And then my focus is on helping the middle school kids, which is evidenced by the large middle school campus that had at Georgia Tech. And I'm letting the school guys, you know, handle day to day and building a relationship and everything with kids. But my goal is to eventually be hired as a some type of, you know, director of player personnel guy in college.
Why do you think that's not happened already, considering your background as a player, considering your relationships, considering what you've helped to build at Grayson and now USA Academy? Why do you think that hasn't happened so far?
Because that rule, the IEWP rule hasn't anything.
Get your handcuffs. Yeah.
I got my handcuffs. I can't go to any school that I've had a relationship with or what's considered a relationship. And some of the things that's considered, like, there are kids that I have no clue what their favorite food is, where they live, never met their parents. But it's weird. If a kid interacts with you on Twitter, they consider that a relationship. I'm like, so, you know, that is the sole reason. I mean, I've had opportunities. I had recent interviews with some, you know, major Power 5 schools. But the thing that keeps coming up is, you know, well, we have a kid that, you know, that you assisted him in being recruited. And, you know, I'm not going to lie. You know, they ask my relationship. There's some kids that I've literally sent him to tell them out. I've talked to the kid or helped the kid and what they like to start getting college. I'm seeing, you know, that counts. But there are a lot of folks. Like, I don't have any kids that I've felt. And so, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, somewhere along the line, when it's time to happen, you know, it'll happen, and, you know, that's it.
Yeah, you know, and I can vouch for you. I recently spoke to a Pop P5 coach about a director of scouting and recruiting role on campus at their school, and they talked about previous relationship. Those are kids that I could not recruit. Those are kids that I could not be involved in their recruiting whatsoever, and I would have to write every kid's name down that I had a previous relationship with. And that pretty much X-nayed the whole deal that we were working on.
Yep.
So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Fair rule, because at the end of the day, you're being penalized for helping people.
Yeah, it's a little backwards.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot backwards. But, you know, it is a rule, and I feel it's changed, and there's nothing, you know, gotta move in a different direction.
No question. Gotta move it in a different direction. So, Keanu, you've been to the mountaintop and back. And between the Gwinnett Chargers, Grayson, and now the USA Academy, what's next for you? There's going to be something next. Obviously, if you look at your trajectory, and just in terms of helping to develop kids or programs, there's obviously going to be something next, whether it's a Power 5 job, whether it's becoming, you know, a president of the United States. What do you think is next? What do you foresee being? What's the next step for Kenyatta Watson?
I think that I'm going to end up at a college. And one of the assistant directors of that person up there pushed me up. Just simply because now, being away, my kids are now sophomores now. So, you know, in another year, you know, all bets are off. And like I said, the end goal, I would like to, you know, be a personnel guy in the NFL. That's like all time, like, end goal. That's where I want to.
That's your dream. Yes.
Correct.
Got you.
You know, I've done it at every level. The academy has been good because it has given me a different, like, from the operations side. Like, I'm in charge of energy. I'm in charge of, you know, putting together a staff. Say, I'm in charge of, you know, making sure that the different things are in place when we travel. You know, there's a lot of different things that, you know, I'm doing now that I've never had an opportunity to do. So it's another box that I can check. It's now just, you know, this IWP rule is being, you know, really careful with the rule and making sure that, you know, I'm following the guidelines of what's in a relationship and what's not.
Sure. No question about it. Are you completely happy? Are you content? Are you completely happy? Could you do this for the rest of your life?
Helping kids, I think. Now, one thing about it, you know, let's make no mistake about it. I'm being paid very well by USA Academy.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm not complaining. And, you know, I have a few other things that I still do, you know. So it's not about the money. Like, you know, I understand that, you know, if and when and if I get the opportunity at college, I'm not going to walk in the door and make it $20,000. And I'm good with that. I just want a shot for an opportunity to come in and be able to continue my trajectory, you know, on this path that I'm on right now. But, you know, I'm very happy. Like, I'm good, man. I like new challenges. This is definitely a challenge. But again, at the end of the day, it'll be another one. So I can say, hey, I built this from the ground up. Now, you know, what's next? And if I don't ever get the opportunity, you know, here's what it is.
Well, hey, man, listen, I respect what you're doing, and I love it, and I can sense a fighter in your voice. You're a fighter, and you 10 toes down. You don't blink when adversity strikes. Reminds me of somebody that I know, really well. And really,
hey, man, because, you know, when you're modeling, when young men are following,
yes,
paying attention to everything that you're doing, you gotta keep you, man. Everything is gonna be, you know, it's not gonna be all the time. You got to deal with the thing because it's a reference. You never go through anything. How are you going to eventually you will? How do you deal with it? How do you answer it? I just look at it, you know, adversity as opportunity to get better.
There's no question about it, man. Well, listen, I know you're a fan of the show. I know you listen in every week. I appreciate you for jumping on the Transparent Truth. Thank you so much for talking about your past, the kids, the USA Academy. I think you guys are on to something really hot. And I'm already getting DMs from some kids out of Southern California who are interested. So I'll probably be in contact real soon.
All right, brother. Appreciate it.
Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, Kenyatta Watson, USA Academy Director of Player Personnel here on The Transparent Truth. Getting ready to wrap this show up. Before I do, I want to remind you that every week on this show, we have a Sleeper of the Week.
Hey, we want to remind everybody, tune in every Wednesday for our Sleeper of the Week segment. Really want to thank our guy, Larry Miller. He's allowing us to showcase unknown prospects that need to be brought to the spotlight. Larry is all about family and community, and his support is helping to change the lives of young players across the country. Each week, young men are getting scholarship offers after being featured on this show. So thank you, Larry. When we have business and a man that is really entrenched in the community, we need to show our support right back at him. Sit and Sleep is the only place that offers advanced sleep technology. Greg?
Body diagnostics. That's five-star stuff. This is high-quality stuff. Lay down on a mattress, and within seconds, thousands of sensors can help you find the absolute right mattress for you.
Wow, within seconds?
Seconds.
Man, that's awesome.
Sit and Sleep.
They'll beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free. Appreciate you, Larry Miller.
Thank you, Larry.
All right. We appreciate Kenyatta Watson for coming on, man. Great dude. I really enjoy talking to him. He's lively. He's got a lot of confidence. He's a grinder. He's a guy that's willing to stand and fight even when the odds are against him. And he's a guy who likes to build from the ground up. Reminds me a lot of somebody I know really, really well. And I appreciate him jumping on the show. I'm sure he'll be back on the show. Checking in probably mid-year about the USA Academy, but I'm excited for those kids over there who get another opportunity. I'm excited for the coaches who there's another more coaching jobs out there, and you know, hopefully they do really well, and before you know it, there'll be a couple of USA Academies across the country. So more opportunities for kids, the better. And I don't care who says what about it. Okay? That pretty much does it for the show. Five Star Friday, your boy Coach Keith. Without further ado, there's a new sheriff in town, and his name's Reggie Hammond. Y'all be cool.